about these essays. Chances are you will, if you have not already experienced, some form of grief in your life. Grief can result from many situations, some occur indirectly, or in my case, from a direct hit into the core of your life. In those indirect cases, we may be suffering and not even be realizing what is happening. Other times, the loss is so direct that the devastation is unmistakable. One of the most ironic things about grief is how little we know about it. Sure, you can find all kinds of material on the topic, written by a vast array of authors, doctors, educators, therapists, and so many more. The unique element of this journey on grief is that it unfolds chronologically. It is presented in the first person. It discusses the unique journey through grief due to the loss of a spouse. In my earliest days of my grief journey, I searched for material on grief. Overly constructed knowledge-based presentations did not help nor attract me. Knowledge was not a comfort. In fact, at times it was a bit presumptuous and overbearing. I was hurting. Knowledge was not the right medicine. What I found helpful were the first-person accounts of individuals struggling with their grief. Nothing I found took the horrible sting and pain of that early time away, but in the sharing of others' experiences, there was a level of comfort that was welcome. I am an authority on my own grief, and if you have the heart to explore with me, I would like to take you to my world. I would like to share with you my deepest and most innermost thoughts on the topic. In sharing where I am, my prayer is that you might find some comfort. I cannot say that I can comment on the vast array of grief resources that exist, but I can guess that a lot of the material has been written academically, written from an observer's perspective. What you are about to read comes from a participant's perspective. I am in this world, unwillingly for sure, but I am in it, and I can tell you about my situation as no other person can. And yes, some of that vast body of grief knowledge out there has been written by participants as well. In those areas, you will possibly find more relevant and helpful comfort, because in the world of grief that I know, knowledge just isn't really helpful or comforting. We will all share grief, either as a sufferer or a comforter. The common elements of both is that we have no idea what we are doing. As we journey together, it is my prayer that you may read some observation that may help you in some way. I have found comfort in other stories. My hope is that my story might strengthen you in your journey.